Blog Talk Radio.
Scriptures come to mind, Galatians 5:24 to be exact.
But I want to share with you some things, and then I'm going to welcome my in-studio guest on tonight. I have tried over the last 12 months to do a series of diets and boot camps and quick get skinny quick tricks. And I tell you, it has been nothing short than depressing. I have tried everything from the cabbage diet to the lemonade diet to just starvation. I've done the generic boot camps where I just got thrown into a room with a bunch of other people, no individual true assessment. So I was found myself in a boot camp where I was going through all this stuff, and before I knew it, my ankles were swollen. I could barely walk. I had to leave the boot camp. They had to give me back my money. You know, I was in the doctor's office, in the hospital, morphine drips, you know. So I just, one struggle after another, and I will have to say over the last 15 years, I have been struggling with my weight up and down, up and down. And so I got to a point, I'm going to be very transparent on this show on tonight, because I want people to know you're not alone. And I don't think I'm the only one that's been through this. But I had really got to a point in the last few months that I had began to research the lap band. I began to research the sleeve. I had started thinking, I can't do this. I don't have the willpower. I don't have the discipline. Just cut it off, you know. And so I had started thinking, I'm just going to go under the knife, and I'm just going to get it done, even though I knew the long-term effect for that is not healthy. There's so many risks involved. There's people that had the sleeve done and ended up with leaks. And my doctor says she believes that is a strong link to that, to cancer, and just different things. So I didn't really want to do it, but I was desperate, and I was willing to take the risk of whatever the outcome was going to be, because I just didn't want to deal with the weight no more. Now, those who know Coach D know that Coach D is, she's what some people would call in the southern parts of the region, they would call thick, you know, pleasantly plump, so to say. But the reality of it is that though I know how to dress it, though I still was able to wear my heels, the reality of it was is that I was obese. And I had been struggling with it, and I just really wanted to do something different. Finally, what happened was I wasn't looking for it because I had already made up my mind I was going under the knife. And I began to talk to a friend that I've been knowing for years, actually, several years, through we come out of the same ministry. And I knew he was a personal trainer, but, you know, I knew it, but never thought about it. You know, when you think personal training, you always think expense. That's expense I can't afford. And many of us probably can't afford it. And I was talking with him, and we got to talking, and he talked to me at the right time. He didn't say nothing different than the other person. He didn't do anything different than it was just, it was time and opportunity that came to met together. And he met me at a time that I was desperate. I was searching. I had just had a physical. Thank God I'm not sick. I don't take medication, but I was borderline. My son was borderline. And I began to become desperate. And I was in tears when I was talking to him because I said, I need help. I need somebody to just be willing to just take me and make me their project. And at this time, I said, and I'm willing to invest. I'm willing to get a small business loan if I need to afford to get this done. And so I was just, I know I'm sounding really dramatic, but I am dramatic because here I am, me and my son, you know, we went through our physical, and the doctor said, you guys are borderline diabetic, and you need to do this, and you got to lose the weight. It's important. You're going down the wrong path. If you keep down this path, you're going to have issues. And so, I mean, I'm dealing with neuropathy, and anybody that, I don't know if you know about neuropathy, but it's a nerve condition, and a lot of times that condition is either triggered through diabetes or it's triggered through weight, and the pressure that the weight puts on your nerves, and it causes a numbness in your thighs and tingling and burning sensations. So anyway, to get to the point, and I'm just driving this home because I want you to see when my special guest begin to talk and hearing, because we all have struggled. We all have tried the Daniel fast and so many different things we tried, and it worked for a minute. And then as soon as you go back to normal eating, guess what happens? You blow up two times, three times bigger than you wasn't before you started. And so I'm hoping that tonight some of these nuggets that he's going to be presenting, I'm hoping that someone will be so blessed and be able to take these nuggets and apply them and be able to utilize them in your life. One of the things, if you notice the flyer that we put out for tonight's show, one of the key things he said is ditch the diet. And so tonight's show is going to encourage you, empower you, and it's going to educate you about your weight thing. Now, to say all that, I started with this gentleman on June the 6th. I'm only working out with him 3 days a week. 3 days a week, started on June the 6th, so today would have been like the 26th day. And he did an assessment in the beginning, I mean measurements, everything. And he did it's like every 30 days, but because I'm going to be traveling, progress report. So my progress report, now just hear the dynamics of this. 26 days, 3 days a week, he has me on a strict meal plan. I'm not starving because I'm eating sweet potatoes and everything. And an exercise program. My progress report was, first of all, I lost 3 inches in the stomach, in the waist. Is that the waist? I lost 2 inches in the breast area, the chest. I lost in my hips, I lost another 2 inches. I gained an inch in my arms. In both arms, I gained an inch, so I'm packing 15s, y'all. And then in my thighs, I gained a couple of inches. But now keep in mind, it's going to be based on your body. And I'm by nature, before obesity, I'm an athlete. So I'm a track and field. So I was a runner. And so your muscles do have memory. And as he began to work out, my muscles just began to expand in the right areas, but it's burning, it's taking away inches. And so that was the first thing. So a total of 10 inches I've lost in 26 days. The second thing is, when I first started, I only could do 6 girl push-ups. Now I'm at 35 push-ups. I'm doing about 45-second planks at one time. I'm doing 39. I started off only being able to do 20 squats. I'm at 39 now, consistent squats. So I'm just saying the KPIs, key performance indicators, is just amazing. It's amazing when you could go somewhere and you submit yourself unto somebody and you say, okay, I need help. And they say, okay, follow what I tell you to do, this is what you can accomplish. And so to come back 26 days later and see the results of the hard work, because it is not easy. And that's what I have to get past, because I didn't want to do the work. I just wanted to lose the weight and look cute. I just didn't want to do the work. And now I know I have to do the work. And I'm telling you, it's been work, but it's been amazing. So without further ado, I just want to lay the platform so when my guests begin to share, I want to let you know that I'm not talking about something I don't know. I'm talking about what I went through. I'm talking about the tears, the sweat, the pain. I cried, you know, during this exercise. I cried because my body, I think I was crying. My body was saying, I don't want to do this. What are you doing to me? It was angry and it was frustrated, but I was diligent, and I wanted to crucify the flesh, and that's what tonight is about. So, again, without further ado, I want to welcome fitness guru, personal trainer, owner, entrepreneur, man of God. How do I go? Nathan White is in the studio tonight. Nathan, welcome to Processing the Pain.
Hello, family. Thank you for having me here. And, yes, we are processing the pain. You know, when you work out, a lot of times you do go through pain. But sometimes if you're over a certain amount of, if you're overweight and you're over a certain amount of weight, you may be dealing with certain pain right now. Now, there's legitimate suffering and there's illegitimate suffering. And what that means is there's some suffering that you go through, but it yields a result. And there's other suffering that you go through that yields nothing but just pain for you. It's actually something that you may wake up the next day and say, today's just going to be a rough day just because of these things alone. But with training, I'm not going to lie to you, there is suffering, but it's legitimate suffering. You know, I'm asking you to run to the pain, because if you can go through this legitimate suffering just for 1 hour a day, now keep in mind that Coach D has been meeting with me 3 times a week. Now, 3 times a week to change what has happened to her body over the past 15 years. So we are reverse engineering everything that is going on. So if you're saying, well, give me something easy, I'm not going to make that promise to you that it's easy. But the promise I'm going to make to you is that there will be results. But you have to ask, are you willing to go through the legitimate suffering? Are you willing to put in the fight to where you don't have the pain? Let me ask you, Coach Steve, when you first started, did you have lower back pain?
I had lower back pain. I couldn't climb stairs freely, meaning I have stairs at my home. And to go up the stairs, my knees were it was painful.
So even in your knees as well. So now we've been training for about 26 days now. Now stay mindful. It's a total of 12 sessions so far. How is that pain now?
I am no lower back pain at all. The knee pains is not the same type of pain. I have knee pains from the squat, not knee pains. There's a difference between. Let me rephrase that. There's a difference between pain and soreness. Soreness because you worked a certain area of muscles. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But pain. I'm sitting in a chair and I'm just getting up and getting out the chair. Where before, for me to get out of the chair, I had to pull on the handles to help me stand up, and now I'm just getting up.
Woo! And let me tell you, she started up pulling on the handles, but now we have drills where we do work on the stairs, and she's running up the stairs. So it's not just, okay, I'm getting up the stairs barely. No, she's running up the stairs. So, you know, she's putting in the work, and she's yielding some great results, and I'm super proud. I'm a proud trainer over here. But, yeah, don't be afraid to run to the pain. You know, go to it. Be willing to go through the legitimate suffering to pay the cost that it will cost you to get the results that you want, you know?
Well, one of the things you said, or I asked you, I said, Nate, what would be, if you could give people some good pointers, because everybody says, oh, next week I'm going to start a diet. You know, next week I'm going to start a fast. Next week I'm going to do a cleanse. Next week I'm going to do a detox. When they're considering these things, what are some of the, can you give them like 5 or 6 pointers that really they need to remember and focus on?
Well, the first thing I would say is achievable goals. Oftentimes you'll see someone that goes into a gym, right? They go into the gym, they'll jump on the treadmill, they'll jump on the elliptical, they'll get off and they'll look in the machines and say, well, what do I do next? And it's like, oh, well, okay, well, I'm going home now. And then they have this exaggerated goal that they want to accomplish. They want to lose 20 pounds in 1 month, or they want to get ready for this wedding that's a month and a half away. And when they don't reach it, it's discouraging because you didn't accomplish what you set out to accomplish, and therefore you quit. So the biggest thing is achievable goals. It's truly assessing to say, okay, this is where I'm starting at. Maybe you're 20 pounds overweight, maybe you're 40 pounds, maybe it's more than that. But it's truly assessing on where you're starting at and looking at all the things that are working against you right now. It could be bad dieting. It could be your job. Some people have more physical jobs. Some people may move around a lot more. Other people may sit down at their job. So their activity levels is very low. So you look at these things and you have to ask a question, what is it going to take for me to get to this place of the goals that I want as far as whether it was losing shape, being able to drop 2 or 3 pant sizes. And the first step is looking at what you have working against you. And the first thing would be, if you have an issue with dieting and you have an issue with food, I have a client that has an issue with bread. She has a terrible issue with bread. It's almost as if she's addicted to it, and she can't put down the bread. Now, bread used to be really good for you, but now these days is actually very bad for you because the wheat has actually been genetically modified.
Mm.
So it's been stripped of its nutrients, and it's no longer yielding the results of being a complex carbohydrate that's healthy for you. So instead of stripping her cold turkey, that would be unreasonable because you'd fall right back into it. I'm saying, okay, so this is the goal. For 2 weeks, you're going to go with no bread for dinner because she had bread for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So we cut that out. She saw some results with that. And I said, okay, now we accomplished that for 2 weeks. Now, you may say, well, that's just so little and so insignificant. But what we're doing is we're building up her ability to trust herself to keep the word, keep her own word. Because if she said, I'm going to do this, and then she doesn't do it, she said, well, I can't even keep the word. I can't even keep a promise I made to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when you break a promise that you made to yourself, it hurts. It hurts, and you don't want to go back to it because it reminds you of that hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
So we start off small, and I say, hey, look, you just accomplished this for 2 weeks. You kept your word. You stuck with this. Not only did you follow my instructions, but look, you kept this. Now, I've stretched you this far. Let's stretch it just a little bit more. Okay, let's do it. Let's do a lunch and dinner now. And so for the next 2 weeks, let's not do lunch and dinner. So, boom, I'm slowly weaning her off the bread, but I'm setting an achievable goal. It's achievable. She can do this. And I'm not saying we're going to completely cut it out because all of a sudden you're thinking, oh, no bread. I don't know if I can do this. I'm just saying a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm building up this habit. A habit is defined as an acquired mode of behavior fixed through repetition. And so what are we doing? She is acquiring a mode of behavior that is being fixed through repetition, but we're doing it in an achievable way. Now, if she achieved that, then the next step was cutting out bread for breakfast. And now she's at a spot where she completely has no bread in her diet. We do that for another 2 weeks. Boom. Guess what? She has no bread in her diet, and her body is beginning to shed weight. But it was just by starting with achievable goals.
Mm.
It doesn't matter how small it is in the beginning. It's that you keep going. That's the effective thing. If it's in the gym and you don't know, you get on the treadmill for 30 minutes and that was a struggle, but you don't know what to do next, start in one set of the machines. They say there's upper body machines. Just work with the upper body machines and start off with just two machines, doing three sets of 20 reps. That means you'll push up and down 20 times, take a break, and repeat that three times. And so with that, you're slowly adding more and more to what you're trying to accomplish. And that's what I mean by setting up achievable goals. Do goals that you can do. Don't try to just jump in and slam into it and then get overwhelmed or be so sore and hurt that you can't do it no more. That's what happens with boot camps. They throw you in. They say, we're going to get you in this much shape, this fast. You're going to work great. Now, this is the only problem with that. Most of those types of training is that when you're burning the body fat, you're burning muscle too. And when you're burning muscle, you're burning your body's ability to burn burn body fat on its own without having to work for it. And so that's why when you stop, not only did you lose body fat, but you also lost muscle mass, and you just blow up. Like, why am I blowing up so fast? I used to eat this, but I didn't blow up this fast. Well, it's because you lost muscle mass. Muscle mass is living tissue, and it requires calories to burn, and so it's going to naturally pull on the fat as it builds more muscle tissue as you break it down. So with that type of training, it's not necessarily effective. If you starved yourself for 20 days, yes, you're going to lose weight, but guess what? You're going to have to eat again. And when you do, you're just going to blow right back up.
Wow.
So it's setting up achievable goals.
Wow. I like that. I love that you said that. I know we got some listeners on the phone that could relate because, you know, with the fast and the detox, it makes sense. That makes so much sense. I mean, I think when you understand why something works the way it works, it's better for you to get a grip on it. It's better for you saying that now, so I'm sure that the person that's listening in can say, wow, okay, I'm hearing what's being said. And so one of the things I wanted to share, because this is really all about, you know, we hear that word discipline, and I think that we are intimidated by certain words. And that's why I like that you put down some points. You know, your first one was achievable goals. And then the second one was?
The second one is reasonable deadlines. And so with reasonable deadlines, that's, again, it's keeping yourself accountable. You know, it's keeping yourself accountable within a deadline. You're saying, okay, I want to lose 5 pounds. Now, that's an achievable goal. You didn't say 50. You didn't say 60. Now, that may be your big goal, but you break it down to achievable goal. Okay, I want to lose 5 pounds. Now I'm able to make it into three times a day at the gym. And right now I'm taking in a diet where I'm not losing weight, I'm not gaining weight, but I'm able to do a workout that burns 200 calories a day. Now 3,500 calories makes up of 1 pound of fat. So if you're able to calculate these, you'd say, okay, what would, if I stuck to this 100%, When would I achieve this by? So say if we started this today, let's just say your deadline would be August 3rd, and because you're only able to work out twice a week. Well, then by having that deadline and having it posted up in front of you, it's going to keep you motivated to keep moving forward on that progress, to keep making that progress. And once you reach that, boom, make another reasonable deadline. Okay, so now I've done this. And I've kind of gotten used to this workout. Let me step it up a little bit. And you know what? I'm actually starting to wake up earlier now so I can actually get a little bit more working out done. So I'm going to use the same amount of time, but I'm going to do 10 pounds because, one, I just added another 2 days to what I'm available to do, and I'm going to increase the intensity. So now you're going to be yielding a greater result. So, again, set a deadline, set a reasonable deadline for you to accomplish that.
Mm.
And what you do, again, is building up your ability to trust yourself and is keeping yourself accountable. You have to keep yourself. That's the biggest thing about deadlines. Major companies, they make deadlines because if they don't have a deadline, it most likely wouldn't get done. So create a deadline for yourself so this will come to pass for you.
I like that. One of the things I want to share as you're sharing this is everything is spiritual first, natural second.
Right.
And, you know, oftentimes we talk about, especially from a spiritual standpoint, crucifying the flesh, you know, being disciplined. And one of the things I wanted to, and we're going to go back to that, but one of the things I wanted to read, just for this to play in your mind, I want to read this scripture because it makes sense, you know, and we are going through, and I think especially in the church, we're going through and, you know, we sit and we eat spiritually and we sit and we eat naturally. That's kind of like a favorite pastime, I believe, in the body because it becomes a social event. For me, eating wasn't into cakes and cookies and that kind of thing. I wasn't much of an eater. I did what you were talking about. So when you said that, it made sense. I was the type of person, I'm busy all day. So when I finally sit down to eat, I'm starving. And I probably could eat a 3,000 meal calorie just in one sitting because I hadn't ate all day.
Right.
And so that's one thing. And then the other thing for me, eating didn't represent so much, ooh, I just love eating, the whole social thing with eating. So I loved getting with, you know, love getting with family, getting with my girlfriends, and going out to eat. That was, you know, I would rather do that than go buy a new outfit. It's just the socializing that came with experiencing new experiences, trying different restaurants, not because, like I said, that was so much on the food thing, but just the experience.
Right.
And I was living to eat. Ooh, I'm, you know, next week we already got this restaurant and we got that restaurant, living to eat. So, one of the things, as I was reading, it says Galatians chapter 5:24, which said, now those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. And so I meditated on that scripture, you know, because it helped me get through. Because like you said, it's not easy. That training is not easy. And you got to find something that you could focus on that's going to push you. And so I found certain scriptures that I could just keep repeating, keep repeating, keep meditating on, because this is physical for me, but it's just as much spiritual as it is for me physical, because it's discipline. And when you learn how to discipline within your own flesh, then you learn how to discipline in a lot of other areas in your life. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
You're taking control of your flesh, and you're putting your flesh under. And most of our issues in this walk, most of the things we go through in this walk has to do with the flesh. You know, whether it's overeating or overindulging, whatever the thing is, most of our times when we get into trouble, mouthiness, you know, saying the wrong thing,
mm-hmm.
It's have to do with the flesh. It's have to do with controlling the flesh. And for me, this intense decision to get my flesh in order through exercise and through nutrition is also going to cause me to get my flesh in order through, you know, through other habits that are flesh-driven. So let's get to one of the things I want to do really quick, because we're halfway through the show, and then we already told you the one and two. Let's do three, and then I'm going to stop there, and I want to get some of the audience feedback. Maybe someone there has questions. Maybe they're taking certain vitamins or doing certain things. It's not working. And you could. So let's do number three, healthy hydration.
Healthy hydration. Yeah, that is such an important key. So many people, they're drinking sodas, coffees, teas, but they're not really drinking enough water. And water is such an important item when it comes to losing weight and your body's health. One, it helps to regulate your metabolism. So it helps you break down food. Two, your body's 80% water, so that should tell you right there that you obviously need it. With caffeine, with sodas, with all the sugars, your body's naturally depleting that. And if you live in California and you know what the weather's like right now, you need water, okay? But water is so important, especially when you're working out. What can happen is you get a lot of Charlie horses, or your muscle locks up on you. The thing about being hydrated is it brings your muscles' elasticity back, and so you're able to get a full range of motion. And you may wonder, why is that so important? Because getting this full range of motion allows you to work out with proper form, and proper form can make or break a workout a lot of times. And sometimes you can actually injure you, and you could be doing something wrong. And if you do something wrong, a workout wrong for six weeks, it can actually have long-term damaging effects. So as far as that's concerned, it does affect your workout in that sense. It helps you stay hydrated, helps your mind stay alert. And one, if you're drinking the amount of water that you're supposed to drink throughout the day, it's going to keep you from being so hungry all the time, because
mm-hmm.
you have that water inside of you. Also, with water, not does it only keep those muscles, the elasticity there, but as far as the recovery process, your body's able to recover more quickly, get the nutrients and needs travel through your system. And, again, yeah, it allows you to recover faster. So maintaining healthy hydration is so important. So I would challenge you as a listener to kick back the tea, kick back the coffee. Now, I know that's like telling you to do something super crazy by kicking back the coffee, but I'm challenging you to try it and bring in more water and see how you feel long-term having more water. It's actually really good for your skin, too. Interesting fact, you may have the proper amount of elasticity in your skin, but you can't tell because you're dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're hydrated, you get your skin looks flush, your skin has that snap to it,
mm-hmm.
has that youthful look to it. So being properly hydrated is extremely essential, not just for the inside, but the outside as well.
Wow. Well, we do have some callers, so I'm going to go with our first caller. Caller, area code 310, last four, 2567. Welcome to Processing the Pain.
Yes, I'm loving this show, Coach D and Trainer Nate. Very informative, very great show. Question for you, Nate. I've been told by so-called experts, and this is a question, when starting a new regimen, I was told to cleanse my body, because if I just started out wanting to rebuild my body, get into a workout regimen, productive, because I'm putting good nutrients and it's having to work its way through the bad nutrients. Can you speak to that?
So you're saying that they're telling you to basically go on a cleanse for a little bit to cleanse your body?
Correct, yes. And then start with all of the, you know, the good eating habits and what have you. They're not telling you don't eat healthy, but they're saying to get the maximum benefit that it's supposedly beneficial to go through a cleanse and then rebuild.
You know, it really depends on you. It really depends on where you're starting from. Now, would I say that's for everybody? No. But I can have a workout plan and a diet plan set up for Joe, but the problem is it's not right for John because Joe and John have completely different body types, and they have completely different needs, and they're starting at completely different points. The only reason John's overweight is because he sits at his desk, but Joe's overweight because he eats horrible and he's a heavy drinker, and he's eating heavy meats all the time. So for him, it would be good to have to get a cleanse to clean out his colon and clean out everything inside, yes. But for everyone, no. So with that, it really depends on you specifically. But if you're trying to get started on a regimen, you don't necessarily have to start clean. Now, when you do eat clean and you're replacing the bad cholesterol with good cholesterol, that's the only way that you're going to replace that is by actually taking it in. A cleanse is never going to cleanse that out because that is something that's been built up in your body. So you have to rebuild in your body good nutrients. So go with a good diet. When you're starting on a regimen, it should be complete. It should not only be a diet, but it should be physical activity too. So to answer your question, if the needs are severe, if it's severity, then yes, do the cleanse. But if it's not, I wouldn't recommend it. And the reason why I tell you this is most cleanse, what they do is they're telling your body, okay, we're only taking in this amount of nutrients, which is generally below what your body's supposed to consume. And it says, okay, we're only taking in this. So we're not going to get the proper amount of nutrients we need. So let's just, whatever we get in next, let's just store that as fat. And so your body goes into starvation mode and you begin to retain more body fat. So I hope with this information that answered your question, sir.
Woo-hoo.
Absolutely it did. And what it did also is it's now taken the excuse away for me not to start. So I can start with just replacing, as you said, the bad eating habits with the good eating habits. Thank you so much.
No problem. It's my pleasure. Stick to it. Consistency is key.
Thank you, caller. Okay, we have another caller, area code 909, last four, 8878. Hey, my sister.
Well, hello. It's a good thing I wasn't trying to be anonymous on this terrific Thriving Thursday.
They don't know which.
But I do want to say, Coach D, thank you so much for bringing this subject because, being transparent, Shania Marie Adams is processing some pain. And I want to thank you, Nate, for your wisdom, the wisdom that was shared tonight. In short, the backdrop, successfully lost over 45 pounds. Have gained about 20 of those pounds back. So there's no woo there. That's where the pain comes in because I'm letting myself down. And I wanted to ask a question. What are your thoughts around juicing?
Around juicing?
Now, for one, to kind of get a handle on, yeah.
Absolutely. Now, juicing, that's been a big popular trend, juicing, and, you know, most of the time it's been to say, hey, you know what, I want to juice so I can get in all my nutrients that I need. But then if you flip it around, generally saying, I want to get all the nutrients that I need because the way I'm eating isn't supplying me with what I'm supposed to have. So in other words, as a trainer, as a person that's paid attention to fitness, I've said, okay, so basically you're telling me that you're eating bad and you want something that's simple that's going to help with that. The problem with fasting is, one, you have to remember that it's affecting your metabolism, juicing, that affects your metabolism. Your metabolism is a machine. And so when you bring food and you bring the right food to the machine, it's having to burn through it. like protein. Protein is such an essential item when it comes to losing weight because it's very dense. And so it's making your metabolism having to work hard to break it down. So as it has to work hard to break it down, it's causing it to speed up. Now, again, you want your vegetables, you want your dark green vegetables, your purple vegetables, your red vegetables. These are all going to be good for you, but protein is so essential because it's going to help speed up your metabolism. And what you also want is you want your complex carbohydrates. They call it complex because it takes longer for your body to break it down. Therefore, you have more time throughout the day to utilize it. You're going to be just a little bit less hungry than you were before. And you're not going to keep reaching for those simple carbs that are so high in calories and simple sugars. So juicing, my professional opinion, I'm anti-juicing. The only type of juicing that you should have is post-workout, a protein supplement. And that's the reason that that's essential is a protein shake has protein that's generally broken down. And after you work out, you have a 30-minute window to take in protein so your body doesn't begin to eat itself. Mm-hmm. You see, if you worked out from 6 to 7, you'd have between 7 to 7:30 to take this in. And say you only worked out on your upper body, say you're working out, Shania, at the gym, Coach Shania, and you were doing abs and triceps.
This
and
is not
amazing
Coach
work.
Shania. It's just Shania.
Oh, Shania, yes.
For this show.
Actually, no, it's Coach Shania. Okay. Well, let's say you were working out that way, and you stopped, you finished your workout, and you did an amazing workout. You broke your triceps down, you broke your abs down, but you didn't take the protein. The body said, okay, the quickest thing that we can do is break down the muscle tissue in your legs and bring that up here. So it's just cycling around. You know what I'm saying? It's not really growing. It's just pulling from one area to the other. So that's effective as in juicing, but if you eat your food, your metabolism has to break it down. And so you get in the nutrients that you need, but you're speeding up your metabolism. And that's so important because when you have a faster metabolism, it's allowing your body to break down the body fat inside without having to work for it. And so, like all of us, we want to be able to burn the fat without having to work for it, right? So do not juice. Tighten up your diet. Get the nutrients that you need. Find out what your deficiencies are and implement those in. Look at what your calorie intake is. Balance that out. If you have to really find out what your max calorie intake is. So if your max caloric intake is, say, 1,500 and you're taking 1,700, but you're not able to work that out, if you're doing that for 7 days a week, that's 1,400 calories that you're storing in your system. And in a month, you're just adding 1 pound of fat to your body, slowly but surely. So don't juice. Tighten up the diet, get the nutrients that you eat, eat the food raw, eat it, let your body digest it, and watch your metabolism speed up.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yes.
If it's okay, I wanted to ask a follow-up question around what Nate just shared. How do you find out your deficiencies?
Your deficiencies?
Did you mention find out your body?
You would go to your... You'd go to your local physician, your the physician that you're assigned to, and you would say to them, you know, right now I'm in the process of changing my lifestyle, and I want to find out what some of my deficiencies are. If you find yourself having low energy, it could be vitamin D, it could be iron, it could be different things going on.
Oh, okay, got it.
But the way you're going to find that out is by, you know, going to see your physician. But it's also, you can look at, it's learning about the food that you're putting in your body. Most of the time we just look at food and we say, hey, this tastes good, let's throw that in there. But we're not looking at what the nutrients actually are. So if you look at your track record of what you're putting in and you're saying, well, you know what, I'm looking at what I'm supposed to have in my body and none of this food has this one specific vitamin that I need, you say, okay, so what do I do next? You implement what you need and maybe take something out so that way you're not breaching that caloric intake.
One of the things I want to mention, I don't know, Shania Marie, did you have another question?
No, I am good, and I thank you so much.
Great, thank you. That was some really good questions. Thank you so much. One of the things I want to say, when she asked the question about how we find out, of course, we find out through our physical, through blood work. But I want to let you all know that there is another way. And I'm not going to tell you that way. You'll have to call Nathan to find out what that other way is to figure out what your deficiencies are. And also, we're going to get back into the other three. I know our time is clicking, so we're going to do the other three, but I want to share some very important information with you because what if then with Nathan, Coach Nathan, you know, he doesn't just do, okay, I'm just going to work you out, but he has literally put together a nutrition plan, you know, and it varies from person because this person may not need this or can't do this, and this person can't. And so I've been eating the same thing 6 days a week, and Saturdays is my cheat day. And what I love about that is that it gives you something to work towards. You know that, you know, you get on a lot of diets, and you go on a 21-day diet, and it's the same thing in and out, which makes it very, very difficult in some cases to keep that because, you know, that little cheating spirit comes in now. You feel like you're being
punished.
Yeah, it becomes a punishment, you know. And so I love my cheat days. I can eat whatever I want. And what I've started learning by the third week is that, yes, I'm going to cheat. But what I'm learning is that some of the stuff I don't want to cheat with. I had a burger last Saturday. I had a burger last Saturday. And I love this burger place. It's called Iron Burgers. It's right here on Archibald. They got the best hamburgers. And I got it. And I took a bite out of it. And immediately I started to feel sick to the stomach. So I picked the bread off. And I ate it. But I was telling my son, I'm so disappointed. Not disappointed because I ate it, but it just didn't have, it wasn't satisfying for me. It was just like, I didn't have to have it. It was like, wow, I didn't have to have that. That was just a waste of calories. But then that evening I had me some sushi rolls and they were all extraordinary, even though that white rice. You know, whatever you cheat on Saturday, even though you have the permission to cheat, you get to a point where you feel like, okay, I know I have the permission to cheat, but I still have to suffer the consequences on Monday. So, you know, you get to a point where you just don't want to cheat, and you get to a point, too, that your body starts responding differently to stuff you use. Like, I can sit up and eat a burger and fries with no problem before, and I'm noticing my body say, oh, what are you doing? I don't want that. So that's a good thing. Let's go with four real quick here.
Ditching the diets. You know, most of those diets, as we're talking about meal plans and what's going on, like you're saying, they're like, you're going to do this 21 days straight. I guarantee you're going to lose weight. All you need to do is eat a slice of a lemon and a spinach leaf. You're going to get skinny. It's going to be awesome. And then you're looking at that, and when you're like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And you get all excited, and you get by day two, you're like, oh, Lord, help me. This ain't right. This ain't working. And then this commercial comes on. Carl's Jr. introducing the Diablo burger, and then you're like, okay, forget this diet. I'm going to get this. You blow it, eat a burger that's 3,500 calories by itself, and again, 3,500 calories is 1 pound of fat. So you're putting all this into your body, and a lot of that's actually poison to your body. Now, interesting fact about how you're telling me that your body began to feel sick after eating that. Most of the products that we eat, including fast food, it doesn't speak the ethnic tongue of our digestive system.
Ooh.
It speaks something completely different.
Foreign.
It's foreign. And so you have this foreign item coming into your body that's not supposed to be there. And, hey, I hate to break it to you, but that's all a lot of times soul food. I remember when I first met my wife, we went over to her house, and they had this huge plate of soul food. And the first thing I did after I ate it, I went to sleep. I was supposed to be there visiting, but I ate so much, I went right to sleep. And, you know, you're like, oh, soul food is comfort for the soul. But what's actually going on is you said, oh, this is not supposed to be in here. We need to shut everything else down so we can begin to process this.
Mm.
So it goes from the process, and it's so hard for us, it says, oh, forget it. We're not going to process the healthy nutrients. Let's just store it as fat. Let's just get this out of here. And so you begin to store the fat like that. It would be like, having people work together to build a skyscraper, but one half of them speak Japanese and the other half of them speak Spanish. Eventually they'll get the job done, but it's going to really take a long time, and there's going to be a lot of mistakes. So that's what happens when you're taking in this bad food. Now, back to the ditching the diets. Ditch the diets because they are so general. It is not customized to your body. Now, your body has its own metabolic thumbprint. That means it's going to operate on its own system. You're perfectly wonderfully made, so you got to figure out what food's going to be right for your diet. If I have more of a high meat, high protein diet for, say, one of the clients who wants to build muscle and be, you know, get great strength, I'm not going to recommend that to someone else that wants to lose weight. I'm going to sit down with you. I'm going to figure out what your height, your age, your weight is, what you do for a living, your physical activity, what you've been eating, what your health constraints are, and I'm going to put together a meal plan for you to begin to eat that's going to, one, help you get rid of the fat, but change any medical problems that you have going on. You see, most of the medical problems that we have is from making poor health choices. I'll say that again. It's from making poor health choices. All you need to do is make the good ones. And the food that we have, we always walk past it right in the market. We pass it up all the time. And I'll put the right foods in there to help fix those deficiencies that you might have. Now, my Coach D, she had some deficiencies, and she had some issues with her diet. She went and she got a checkup, and the doctor says that you need to change this or else. And she told me what the or else was, and so I was able to say, hey, let's throw these diets in there so we can counteract what's going on inside your body and get rid of those or else's. And that's what we can do is get rid of those or else's and get you on a meal plan that's going to have your body's functioning at its full capacity. See, a diet isn't going to do that. It's just going to try to basically starve you, maybe throw some vitamins and minerals in there, but not really get something that's key for what your body needs. Mm-hmm. So ditch the diet. Dicks the super juicing things, because those generally don't work. And how often do you stick to that? I don't know about you, but I need to chew something. I got to chew something in my mouth. I can't drink drinks all day. It doesn't work for me. The only time I'm going to do that is when I'm generally spiritually fasting, because let's face it, some things are only accomplished through prayer and fasting. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to maintaining your health, stay away from that. And one thing I'd also like to mention to you, too, for the believers on the show right now, if you do fast, that's okay. Just a tip for you, when you're coming off the fast, don't go and grab the breads, the carbs, and all that. Stay away from that. Stick towards the lean vegetables. Well, vegetables are generally lean, but like the green vegetables, you can throw some carrots
live
in there.
Food.
Yeah, live food, and throw in some proteins in there, too, but keep the calories low. And so your body begins to get what it needs, but it's not just going, oh, we got food, let's just store it. You're not giving it the opportunity to store it. The only thing you're giving the opportunity to do is utilize it. I hope you understand what I'm saying. But, yes, ditch the diets, get to a meal plan.
Okay. And so that was four, was ditching the diets, and we kind of combined four and five together because five is
adapting to the meal
plan. Adapting, okay. So now we have our last one is six, and then we're going to get into some more questions if you have questions, and then we're going to share some things with you that some great things. So number six is
accountability, or as I like to say, accountable accountability. Have you ever had that friend that said, oh, yeah, girl, we're going to go work out. We're going to go get this going. And then she goes, oh, you know what, I can't make it. I got something going on. I can't make it. And so they were supposed to be there to keep you accountable, but they end up falling off, and so you're not able to keep each other accountable. Find accountable accountability, someone that's going to keep you accountable through this entire process, because the working out, the way you're supposed to work out, isn't going to be easy. I already told you that. Adjusting, breaking a bad habit, the bad eating habits, and replacing them with good ones, that's going to be a struggle too, because you're going to be tempting to go back and get that bag of Oreos, but do not do it. Have someone that's going to keep you accountable. Make it known. Blast it on Facebook. Hey, Facebook, this week I'm losing 5 pounds. I'm doing this. Who wants to join in this challenge with me? And post it and keep it up there. And they're going to know that you're if you fall off because you're going to stay away from Facebook for a while and then come up all of a sudden, oh, hey, family, what's going on? So find accountability, someone that's going to keep you accountable to what you're trying to accomplish. That's the biggest thing. There's no one to stand by you and say, no, you shouldn't do that. Yes, you can do this. Because they're not just there to look at you with judgment or to say, you know what, you're doing that wrong. They're there to be there when it's starting to get tough. Because I would suggest going with someone that's already been through it and it's where you want to be, because you'll be able to use them as accountability, and you can come to them with the struggle of saying, you know what, I'm in day 12 of my new meal plan, and it's I just really want to go out there and just get a cheeseburger. It's really hard. Well, the thing is, they've been through it, so they have the wisdom about it. So me being through that myself, I could, if you called and told me that, or we met up and you told me about the struggle, I would tell you by wisdom that you feel extremely guilty after you go and do it, and that you saw, I really didn't need this. I just wanted this immediate gratification. Mm-hmm. But that's what discipline is, isn't it? It's delaying your gratification. So after telling you that, I would encourage you that you can do this. Just push through another day. Push through another day. Give this 30 days. Let this become your new habit to where you desire the food. You want it to be desirable. And that's the funny thing about your bodies. When you start putting the healthy stuff in there and you stick with it for long enough, eventually it says, hey, we want this. This is good for us. We're functioning at full capacity now. When you throw this other stuff in there, we're not functioning like we're supposed to.
Right.
So my brother, he's been doing a Bible study about the word good in the Bible, and that the Hebrew's meaning of good is how it functions. And so you want to put good food in your body so your metabolism, your body can operate in a good level so that it's functioning well.
Mm.
It's impossible to do that when you're putting bad fuel in. So just think about that with what you're putting into your bodies, and watch what you pay attention to as well. If you feel that doubt that you can do it creeping up, just get up, call somebody, go and move. Don't even give yourself time to think about it. Get up and make a choice, an active decision, make an action to reach out to that person that's going to be your accountability to help you keep moving forward and not fall back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that you won't fall back. It does happen, but don't be hard on yourself, because guess what? You're still human. You're human. It's part of the human condition. That's why Jesus died for our sins, right? Because we're human. We make mistakes. But get up, brush the dirt off your shoes, and just keep moving. You can do all things. Come on.
Well, yes. Well, I tell you, this has really been some great information. Again, like I said, I've lived it. I want to share this, and I know I can't tell Coach Allen if you went off of one and came back. Did you have another question?
I do, actually, because, of course, Nate was just talking about accountability. And I take, obviously ownership for the choices I've made to get myself back in this situation. But what I wanted to ask is, do you have any wisdom if you have people in your circle that don't share the decisions of eating habits and different things of that nature, any wisdom that you have around that, if any? I understand the discipline piece and all of that. Mm-hmm.
Like, are you saying that maybe living with you or?
Not living with me,
well,
but maybe
what?
You're dating someone that.
Oh, just dating someone that has poor health choices. Well, if you're dating someone, this all comes down to values, right? You obviously, not Coach, but Shania Adams, Miss Shania Adams, you value your health and you value taking care of your health. Because when you do, everything functions. Everything becomes easier and you have a higher capacity to do more things. Now, that's where you have to make a choice to set a standard to be like, hey, the way I'm living now is a healthy living. You on board or not? And if they're truly in it with you, 100%, just like anything else, if you're telling them to kick a bad habit, they're like, you know what, I don't do smoking. Quit smoking. It's just, eating bad is just as bad as smoking. Coronary heart disease is higher than lung disease. Did you know that? Did you know where that came from? Bad eating, poor health choices. So you're literally putting poison into your body. So either he or she, if it's a relationship, will either value eating the poor food more or value making this commitment with you to make better health choices. But again, it comes down to whichever one they value more. And sometimes they might not be there mentally. So that's where you, as the person that's dating, set the example. And even though they can tempt you, don't allow yourself to be in a place where you'll be tempted. The best advice I can give you is keep yourself surrounded by more people that are living the lifestyle, healthy lifestyle that you want to live. Keep that feeding into you. And when this great temptation comes up to want to eat poor, make poor health choices, you're going to have a higher chance of resisting against it. So again, in your social circle, make sure that you include more people. And if it's not someone that you're dating, say it's just someone that happens to be in your social circle, sometimes you have to be a little bit stronger with your eating habits. You may be a positive 7 right now, but right now they're a negative 21, you know what I mean? And so they're going to bring you down with their poor health choices because it's just that in their mind they're saying, let's go get something to eat, and after that let's eat something. You know what I mean? And it becomes a pastime. So just set yourself up for success by surrounding yourself with people that are making these choices, because you tend to take on their habits. And that will typically, if this is truly a strong desire for you, this will override the bad habits that they may have if they're around you all the time.
Mm. Did that answer your question?
It most definitely did, and I thank you so much again, Nate, for the wisdom, and Coach D for this evening's show. I'm truly processing my pain.
Well, thank you.
You can do it.
Well, one of the things, we're at the end of our show, but what I wanted to do is I wanted to give Nate a quick opportunity because we are at the end of our show, and I want to respect people's time. We've been kind of going over on shows, but I want to respect the time because I want you to continue to join us every week on Thursdays and Tuesdays and Mondays. Nate has a business called
Diesel Fitness and Performance.
Diesel Fitness and Performance. And he is, as you know, a personal trainer, and that not only just personal trains, but nutrition. And so if you are looking for personal training one-on-one, then and you're in the Inland Empire area, then Nathan would be the person that you definitely would like, you know, want to consult with, see what he has available. He also has something coming up that you may be interested in, and it is called?
It's called the 5-Week Fat Flush. Now, the 5-Week Fat Flush, 5-Week Fat Flush. It's a 5-week program where I would meet with you 3 times a week. It's a boot camp based, but I'm only accepting 10 people into this boot camp. It's very exclusive, but with this 5-week boot camp, we are going to be, I'm not just a personal trainer, a personal fitness trainer. I'm a fitness trainer that gets personal. So in this 5-week fat flush, we're not just doing the you know, just the one month program. I want to be with you a little bit longer so I can get into your Kool-Aid a little bit and figure out what your bad habits are. So it may be your eating plan, it may be your sedentary lifestyle, whatever it is. But I'm going to set achievable goals with you, meet with you one-on-one and set achievable goals with you so that you can accomplish these. We're going to set you up with a meal plan. We're going to set you up with an ability to change your current bad habits with good ones. Also, I'm going to break my training session down into 3 steps. The first step is conditioning. We're going to focus on conditioning your body, conditioning you, meaning I'm adapting you to the healthy lifestyle. So the first step is going to be conditioning. So I'm conditioning you for this so you're mentally and physically prepared for this. And that's through the training as well. So they, and when I say physically, your body's able to bring your workout to a whole new level of intensity. And then after that comes next level of inches. This is where I always say, don't look at the scale in the beginning, because that's going to be the most discouraging. Because you may be losing body fat, but the problem is, if you're looking at a scale, you won't be able to tell on the outside, but you're building muscle. So when you step on the scale, you may say, well, I weigh the same, or I weigh more, what's going on? No, your body mass index is changing. You're gaining more muscle and you're losing the body fat, but the weight isn't really changing the way you want it. So the next step is called inches. This is where I bust out the measuring tape. And this is where we say, look, this is where you started off. You had this many inches around your waist. Look where you're at now. You lost this many inches. So you're actually able to see the results. It becomes tangible for you. And the final step is weight loss. This is where you're going to drop the weight. Now, again, this is called a 5-week fat flush. And my results, when I sit with you one-on-one, we're going to assess, we're going to see exactly where you're starting at, what your fitness level are. And it's going to figure out what your goals are, and we're going to create a roadmap, or in other words, I'm going to tailor this boot camp to the general needs of these 10 people that will be in it, and I will guarantee a specific result for you. And you're probably saying, well, I know this is ridiculously expensive. How can I afford this? It's actually not. You see, that's the biggest problem in the fitness industry is they take advantage of people and they say, well, I have the best workout program. Yes, you lose weight, but it's going to cost you $700. No, mine only costs $150. And this gets you 5 weeks, 3 times a week with me, a meal plan customized and tailored to you, along with workout plans that you can do when you're not working with me that are completely tailored to you. So if this sounds like something for you and it sounds like this is opportunity for you, please jump on it. And I'm looking for people that have tried diet plans, that have tried exercising, that have wounds because they may have failed or tripped up in the past. Come see me because I want to change that. I am passionate about what I want to do, and I want to see you succeed. I am here not to get you in shape, but just to contend for your greatest good. So if you are interested in the 5-week fat flush, please reach me at area code 562-753-3377. Again, 562-753-3377, and I will reserve your spot for you.
So it's the first 10. So I thought that was exciting, the first 10, the first come, first serve, but they won't start until he has the total 10. So if you do contact him, he does want 10 people, and I think it's going to be great. I'm excited to see the outcome with his 10 people on that. So, again, if we do have one last caller. I'm going to take one more. Again, we are towards the end of our show. If you did not get the number, feel free to hit me up on the Processing the Pain page on Facebook, or MCD Network on Facebook, or you can email me at coachd@mycoachd.net. Again, that's coachd@mycoachd.net, and I will make sure I get you in contact with Nathan. I think this is the season that is time for us to make some choices. One of the things as we are closing, I would like to say is that, we talk about, now I'm going to a spiritual thing right now because that's who I am. I'm not the guru fitness. I don't have that knowledge. That's why I am sitting up under the tutelage of Master Trainer, Nate. But one of the things, but spiritually, what I want to say to us is that we as believers, and some of us on the line are leaders in our churches or in our ministries. Some of us are coaches. Some of us are so many different things, and that's great. I think that's terrific. One of the things that I've been, now this may not be your conviction, but for me, one of the things that I've really been convicted with more lately is, you know, we could talk to the things that's going on in the earth that we know are not pleasing to God. We could talk to the sin that has filtered through the earth. You know, we could see things that we know are obvious sins, you know, and we pray about them and we speak on them. Let's keep it real. We speak on them and we magnify them. You know, we know about certain sins, we just magnify and we speak on. And one of the convictions that I was getting more recently was the fact that, you know, how can we speak to and call out sin? Because we're supposed to call out sin. You know, we really are. And how can we do this when we're operating in sin? We're in sin ourselves. And, but it's not an obvious sin. It's not the sin that people say, oh, this person is fat. People don't say, oh, that, you know, we don't, because we pick and choose what sin is comfortable. And let me tell you what I'm saying is obesity is a sin. It is definitely a sin. It's a sin against our bodies, which are the very temple of God. He tells us in scripture after scripture about the temple. It tells us about crucifying ourselves to the flesh. And one of the scriptures that came up, and I don't want to condemn anybody because I'm fat. But I'm working on trying to get this fat taken care of. So I'm not. This is not a condemnation, but I have to speak this because somebody's going to grasp this like I did. Somebody's going to grasp it. They're going to hold on to it, and they're going to begin to work it, and it's going to become their legitimate suffering. And Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 says this, therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil desires, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. Do you know that when we're pigging out, do you know that when we're doing all these things that create obesity, that's idolatry? Because we're making this food becomes our God, and as a result of food, especially not good food, becoming our gods, is now destroying the temple of God, because he lives in that temple. And so I'm saying this not because I've arrived, I still got a long ways to go, but I'm saying this to us because we can't do, you know, if we're sick, if we're in poor health, if we can't barely walk so far without breathing hard, then there's things that God want to use us. And if anybody's been under the anointing and operating under the anointing of God, that takes a lot of pull. It takes a lot of drain out of you. Well, guess what? If you are not in good health, then that becomes an issue. And we've seen it throughout the body of Christ. We've seen awesome men and women of God. Not saying you're going to go to hell because you're fat. I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying we've seen awesome men and women of God that had awesome ministries, and they left here before their time because they weren't in good health. And the other thing I want to say is that we'll pay tens of thousands of dollars to go to college to get a degree. That's great. We'll pay tens of thousands of dollars to go through, get a certification for some kind of trade, you know. We invest in ourselves, and I think we should invest in ourselves. Well, guess what? But we'll complain about paying $300, $400, $500 for training, for health and nutrition. And guess what? If we get sick, we pay thousands and thousands of dollars just to get picked up from the ambulance to go to the hospital. It's a $16,000 just from the ambulance to the hospital and whatever the emergency room do to check your heart, your blood pressure, give you a couple of pills and a hot gown, a hot blanket. That could run easily $16,000. So my thought process is that we have to get to a point of what the investment, what are we worth? What am I worth investing in my own self and making sure that I'm in good health? So anyway, we are going to close with that. The last call I'm going to do really quickly, caller area code 310, last 48171. We are at the end, but I want to make sure that I didn't forget you. You've been holding for a while. Welcome to Processing the Pain.
Well, thank you. Thank you, my Coke bottle-shaped sister. I see it. I see it. And I have my men off repellent. So I'm spraying it right now. Men off. Men off. But I'm seeing the change in our Coach D and all from working out her, first of all, her spiritual self with the Most High, and then getting with Coach Nathan. And then I am one of Coach Nathan's clients here, and I can tell you right now, we're going into our sixth workout with him. We worked out with it three times a day, so it's only been the 2 weeks, and we have begun to see results by day three. And I'm not saying that just to boost his numbers up or anything, because I'm not getting paid for any of it. But I just want to, the word says to give honor where honor is due. So I found that it is very important for me to have a personal trainer. I did all of the steps of ordering the workouts online. I have three different ones. I won't mention the names of them because I don't want to diss them. But I tried to do it at home by myself. It didn't work for me. But when I'm with Coach Nathan, I have somebody pushing for me, pulling for me, and shamefully, he will not allow me to whine, to say I'm tired, I just can't. He will not allow me to do that. He will push me. And I'm seeing the results. Other people are seeing the results already. So if anyone's out there and you need a personal trainer, you know that you need it. I'm telling you right now, Coach Nathan is the real deal. He is definitely heaven sent. This is his anointing that the Most High has given him, and he's created him. He didn't just go to school for it, but God literally created him for this purpose. So to all of you, we're in the kingdom. I love what Coach D said. People are leaving this earth before their time because they're not in good health. Listen to her, as she said. That's why her name is Coach D. Listen to what she's saying. You need to work your bodies out. We need to change the way that we are eating. So when people see us, they know that we're kingdom people, because we don't just come out just talking about the cross, but we look the part of being in the kingdom. So that's all I wanted to say. I kind of rushed everything because I know we got to go, but I just wanted to give my love and appreciation to the Most High, first of all, to you, Coach D, for having such a great show. And to you, Coach Nathan, thank you. I appreciate you. And I'm ready to come and get my butt kicked tomorrow. Woo!
Woo! Woo!
No, man, I'm excited for it. And the thing I see with you and all my clients is amazing potential. If you're looking to get results, just know that I just don't want average results. I want great results. You're not just a client. You're someone that I see with great potential. And I want to see great results come out of you. One, you're my walking billboard. But two, just to be a part of that, where you're walking away like, wow, look at this. My body has changed. I'm looking great. I dropped down. Woo. I love being part of that. That's my passion. And yes, thank you, John, for those words. And just one closing statement about this. You know, a lot of athletes, they'll take 5,000, 7,000 calories in a day. But the thing is, they are out there pushing, utilizing all that potential, and they're burning it, and they're using it as energy. They're using it to build themselves. They're using it to critique their cap. They're putting it in motion. Now, most of us, knowing it or not, we're taking in about the same amount of calories, but we're not being athletes. We're not out there moving. We're not out there using this potential energy. And with that being said, you're retaining potential energy inside of you as body fat. So when I see you, I see his potential. But just food for thought, if you're sitting in church and you've been sitting and hearing the word, but you haven't been doing anything, guess what? You have all this potential inside of you, yet you're being gluttonous with the word. Don't be selfish. You have it all bottled up inside of you. Put it into action. Birth your dream, your vision, your idea. Put it in motion. I guarantee you the results that you will yield will be great.
Awesome. Well, we thank everyone for tuning in tonight to this session of Processing the Pain with our special guest, Nathan White. Again, just amazing trainer, and he has the anointing for this. This is not just his occupation. This is his vocation, and he has the anointing for fitness. We thank you again for joining us. We hope that you join us on Mondays for Relentless Pursuit at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. On Tuesdays, we have Woman to Woman at 7 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And again, on Thursdays, we have Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D. And we hope that something was said tonight that you really got it. And we thank you and have a good evening, and we'll see you next Thursday. Mm-hmm. Know that you are loved and appreciated.